Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. The SR-316 rebuild, what's coming to Dakula's main road? The traffic lights on State Route 316 are being replaced with interchanges. Here's why, which projects affect Dakula specifically, and what the timeline looks like. The road Dakula depends on most is being rebuilt from the ground up. What's being done? The Georgia Department of Transportation is converting State Route 316, known locally as University Parkway or Georgia 316, from a highway interrupted by traffic signals into a free-flow corridor with grade-separated interchanges. State Route 316 runs 38.9 miles from Interstate 85 west of Lawrenceville to Athens, crossing Gwinnett, Barrow, and Oconee counties. Georgia DOT has identified roughly 29 improvement projects along it, at a total expected cost of about $829 million, covering reconstruction, new interchanges, bridges, resurfacing, and signing and marking upgrades. Why, the crash numbers? The case for the work is safety, and the numbers are stark. By Georgia DOT's accounting, intersections along State Route 316 average 151 injury crashes and 408 property damage crashes every year. Those are the collisions that happen when a high-speed highway meets cross-traffic at a traffic light, the exact condition the project is designed to eliminate. Growth is the other driver. Gwinnett is projected to become the most populous county in the Atlanta region by 2050, at roughly 1.48 million residents, according to an Atlanta Regional Commission study. The corridor between Atlanta and Athens is expected to absorb a large share of that. The projects nearest Dakula. Several individual projects sit directly around Dakula. Cedars Road to Fence Road, Georgia DOT number 0013895, a 1.5-mile reconstruction estimated at roughly $59.5 million, running from the east side of Cedars Road to about a tenth of a mile west of Fence Road. It includes interchanges at Hurricane Trail and Hurricane Shoals Road, and requires two new bridges to carry traffic over the CSX Railroad right-of-way. The Winder Highway Interchange, Georgia DOT number 0013897, improvements where State Route 316 meets State Route 8/US-29, Winder Highway, Dakula's main exit. The plan raises US-29/State Route 8 nearly 30 feet and builds a bridge spanning State Route 316, with mechanically stabilized earth walls at both bridge approaches. Two additional bridges will be built on State Route 316 in both directions over the existing Colonial Pipeline crossing. Future interchanges are also planned at High Hope Road and Hurricane Trail, both currently at grade intersections. Already finished. Three new interchanges along State Route 316 have already been completed, at Harbins Road in Gwinnett County, and at State Route 81 and State Route 53 in Barrow County. The Harbins Road interchange is the one Dakula area drivers will already know. The timeline. Georgia DOT is delivering the work through a mix of design bid build and design build contracting, in bundles. For one Dakula area bundle, the published schedule runs, Environmental Process 2020 to 2024, Design Builder Selection 2025, Construction beginning in 2026. And substantial completion anticipated in 2028. In practical terms, expect several years of active construction on and around the road you use most. What it means day to day. Short-term, lane shifts, closures, detours, and slower trips, especially around Hurricane Shoals Road and the Winder Highway Interchange. Long-term, no traffic signals on State Route 316 through the Dakula stretch, which should mean faster and safer trips toward Lawrenceville, Interstate 85, and Athens. And more development. A free-flowing corridor makes the land along it more valuable and more attractive to build on. That's part of why the Rowan Research Community and the UCB Manufacturing Campus chose this corridor, and it's a fair bet the traffic relief will be partly consumed by the growth it enables. Where to track it? Georgia DOT maintains project information for the State Route 316 reconstruction program, including fact sheets by bundle, and can be reached through its Office of Alternative Delivery at or 404-347-0185. Property owners in the path of the work should know that Georgia DOT is required to make an offer for property it acquires, and that an initial offer is a starting point rather than a final one. Anyone facing acquisition may want independent advice. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolaWire.com.